Top of the second, Sixers trailing the Storm 3-2. Leading off in the inning, it's going to be B.J. Gwynn for the Storm, and we've got a special guest back with us again today, representing Operation Glove. It's Mike McHugh, and he's got his special guest as well, Corporal Casey Meisinger. Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Absolutely.
Meisinger is with us as well here in the booth, and we'll talk a little bit about Operation Glove and the story of Corporal Meisinger. It's a fun one. Just got the brief details here, so we'll look forward to bringing that to you between the pitches. First up is B.J. Gwynn. First pitch is outside for a ball. Sappington rocks back into the windup and the 1-0. That's a little bit high, two balls and no strikes. So, Mike, we'll get to you in just a moment. But first off, Corporal, welcome back. Tell us a little bit about your recent deployment that you returned from.
I was with BLT-15. We were attached to the 31st MEU. We went to Okinawa, Korea, Thailand, and just toured there to make sure everything was safe and made it home safely.
And how long were you gone?
I was gone about 6.5 months.
Welcome back, and thank you again for your service. And you told me before, but I want you to get this out there for the fans, that you had a special welcome home when you got back, a new arrival in your family.
I did. About a month after I left, my wife gave birth to my daughter McKenna, and I got to meet her for the first time a week ago. She's 4 months old now.
I'm sure while you were out, you know, defending the country, you know, your wife, here's the 2-1. That's outside for a ball. Sorry, 3-1 outside for a ball. Gwynn takes a leadoff walk, so Sappington still with control issues. Just sorry to interrupt there, but, you know, I'm sure coming back home, even though you're out protecting and serving, you come home and you missed out on 4 months of diaper duty. So you're still serving at home right now, right?
I am. My wife's making sure I'm catching up, though.
Well, congratulations on that, and congratulations at coming back home. You know, Mike's done a great job with this new nonprofit that he started, Operation Glove. Tell us a little bit about what it's like as an active service member out there to get a care package, something like what Mike's been sending out to the troops, balls, gloves, things to let you guys have a little piece of home and a little piece of baseball wherever you might be.
You know, it's just an awesome feeling knowing that people back home actually really care. And when you get something like that, everybody uses it, everyone loves it. And like I said, it's just a great feeling knowing that someone actually took time out of their day to do something nice for you. And it really means a lot. It helps us keep going through whatever we're going through. And it's a great thing. It really is.
Travis Jankowski at the plate for the Storm. A fourth walk issued already tonight by Mark Sappington. Runner at first, Sappington straightens up. And from the stretch, he'll throw to first. A little low, but it's picked out by Snyder. Mike, you're in charge of Operation Glove. What's it feel like to hear that your gift has been received and you know what it means to the troops out there?
Well, Sam, thanks again for having me up here. First
of
all, I always appreciate the time to talk to you guys and help spread the word about Operation Glove. But, you know, I get emails and I get messages and I get, you know, certain things from not only just certain soldiers that are out there that are asking for specific requests like catcher's mitts and things like that, but they're family members that say, you know, hey, my son or daughter just received a package and they couldn't stop talking about how great it was and how everybody loved it. And, you know, like Casey was saying, you know, everybody uses it. It becomes kind of like community property. It's not just sent to that one person. And, I mean, it definitely gives a sense of fulfillment to us and the people that work with Operation Glove. We would do it again in a heartbeat.
Count is 1-0 here to Jankowski. Not a lot of pitches transpiring during the conversation. Sappington's really slowed down his routine out there on the mound, trying to find something that works as he's walked four batters in one-plus inning. For the 1-0, he'll throw to first again, and Gwynn back in time once more. We're talking to Corporal Casey Meisinger and Mike McHugh. Corporal Casey just coming back from deployment, and Mike, the general, I guess we could say, of Operation Glove, a nonprofit that is being supported by the 66ers and working hand-in-hand with the 66ers in 2013. Here's the 1-0, swung on and looped out to right field. Hairgrove has a good read on it, and he'll make the catch for the first out of the second inning. And fans, if you'd like to support Operation Glove, there's a number of ways you can do it. First and foremost, come on out to San Manuel Stadium. We've got a lot of youngsters who like to do foul ball patrol, and I know, Mike, you've recruited some of them to be your enlistees in Operation Glove.
I have. I got a couple young kids that they know it's good for a buck if they bring me a foul ball. I'm not sure who's getting the better in the deal. I'm seeing some of these kids are walking away with wads of cash, but hey, you know, we'll take the baseballs and we'll send it off to the troops as soon as we get it.
You know, I was going to say, every time you've come up here, it's cost me money. You have some new way of raising money, and all I got to do is catch a foul ball and I can go get paid back?
You know what, Sam? From this vantage point, you got a lot of foul balls you'd have to catch to get paid
back.
That's right.
We had the Twinkie eating competition earlier this year that cost myself and a lot of fans out there a lot of money, but for a good cause.
It was $9,436 again that we raised with me eating Twinkies. It was a way to put my weight problem, I guess, to a good use.
Justin Miller, the batter, first pitch to him from Sappington, slides in for a strike, and it is 0-1. The score 3-2 here at San Manuel Stadium. The Storm leading the Sixers. We're in the top of the second. Mark Sappington laboring through the second frame. He'll deliver the 0-1. No, he won't. He's going to turn fire back over to first base. Got Corporal Casey Meisinger here as well. Just had a new addition to his family. And Casey, tell us a little bit more about what life is like there when you're deployed. You mentioned some of the places you're off at, and I think when people think of our soldiers out there, they think of, you know, the active wars that are going on right now. But, you know, your life is obviously not just there, a life of a soldier, not just there. There's a lot of other places that you can be sent to. Tell us a little bit about what your daily life is like.
Well, it's definitely a lot different than being back here in the States. I mean, I've been everywhere from Afghanistan to Thailand, Korea, Germany. And the hardest thing, I guess, is just being away from your family and friends and just getting in that routine of not being able to see them every day. And it's just amazing coming back to the States and seeing something like the 66ers throwing on Military Appreciation Day. Just knowing, like I said again, that people care, it means a lot no matter where you're at. If you see that people carry, it gives you the strength to carry on, do whatever you're doing, whether it's, you know, you're in Afghanistan or Okinawa, Japan, wherever you're at.
How does the gift of a glove change if, say, you're in an active war zone or just on an active military installation that's not necessarily in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Well, when you're deployed, it's a little harder to find baseball gloves. and we definitely have some downtime that we love to play catch. So when you have organizations like Operation Glove,
1-1 pitch hit up into the air in center field. Coming in to make the catch is Andy Workman. He'll put it away for the second out of the inning. Two gone here in the second. A runner at first and Yason Asensio coming out to the plate next. Sorry to interrupt, but go on. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, in those certain places that it's hard to find gloves, it's great that you have organizations like Operation Glove to make sure you get those out there because, I mean, when it comes down to it, we're all Americans, and baseball, that's America's sport. So we want to play catch out there, and it's good to get a glove and some balls, and we enjoy the heck out of it. We really do.
Mike, how many countries have your gloves gone? You just started this charity, so it's not like we've got 10 years to go back and look through, but I mean, more like 10 weeks, really. How many countries have you been able to distribute these gloves to?
Offhand, I'm going to say 5 at the moment. We've gotten some addresses in Japan. We got one in India, which is actually Ryan English, assistant general manager of 66ers. His cousin is in India. And then we've got a lot that are going to Afghanistan, a couple that I guess they're not in a country per se. They're out in the water, and we're going to get them some baseballs. We actually send them extra balls because obviously if somebody misses a catch there, that ball's gone.
A wild pitch could end up in any number of continents over there.
There's nothing ends a game of catch faster than your baseball ended up in the Indian Ocean.
One ball, no strikes here to Yason Asensio. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, lined out to center field, going back on the ball is Workman. This is going to be caught on the run. He stabs it as he tumbles towards the warning track, and that'll end the top half of the second inning. Nice play in center by Andy Workman, and even better than that catch is the chance to talk here to Mike McHugh and Corporal Casey Meisinger. Casey, welcome back, and congratulations on the new addition to your family. Congratulations to your wife as well for getting you back home safe and sound. And Mike, thanks again for joining us here. Please tell the fans again how they can support Operation Glove.
OperationGlove.org is our website. They can go there, and OperationGlove.org/give is how you can make a donation. You can also find our address if you want to ship baseballs or baseball gloves to us. Follow us on Facebook under Operation Glove, and then follow us on Twitter at Operation Glove.
And, of course, if you're ever at San Manuel Stadium, especially on the weekends, Mike is typically here. And if you ever have a question and he's not here, you can always leave gloves, balls, whatever you have that you'd like to donate, cash as well, at the front desk of San Manuel Stadium. Guys, thanks so much again for joining
us. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
66ers down a run as we head to the bottom of the second here on the 66ers Radio Network.